We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What's good, everybody? It's our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're headed down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Congratulations!
It's the Breakfast Club 10-year anniversary.
10 years.
10 years of the Breakfast Club.
Doing your thing.
Doing what you're doing.
And being honest with you.
They had a job for 10 years. Everything's Gucci over there.
Wow! 10 years. Shout out to the best doing it, man.
Hold up, hold up, hold up. Damn.
Y'all getting old. Y'all been holding it down for 10 years.
DJ Envy, Angela Yee, and Charlamagne the God.
Man, y'all been together longer than some people have been married. I'm proud of y'all.
The voice of the culture.
Peace, love, and let's go to 20.
Congratulations.
Good morning, USA.
Hey, fam. Happy Tuesday.
It's Tuesday.
Bigger fam.
Bigger fam. That's right. Baby number 6 has arrived. Drop
Ooh, you look exhausted.
Baby 6. I'm actually feeling good, though. I'm actually feeling good. Last night, I took mama and baby home.
Wow, that was quick.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? Usually when a mom would have a baby, they would stay in the hospital a couple of days. And the reason being is they let the mom heal, and also they take care of the baby. So if mom gets tired, they can say, take the baby to the nursery, feed the baby, bathe the baby. But now, because of COVID, it's no longer that.
Get you right up out of there.
No, what they do is, so when the mom gets out of delivery, usually they take the baby, they wash the baby, they, you know, take care, take the baby's first feeding, put the baby under the heat lamp and all that. But now after delivery,
they're like, here,
they roll the baby home. right in the room, like, here. So my wife was like, now we need to get out of here. So at least if I'm home, I got help, I get, you know, people can help me, I can move around, I can eat what I want to eat, drink what I want to drink. So we came right home after the day. So the baby was born Sunday, 11/28, 2:58 a.m.
Nice. Well, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Well, Gia did most of the work, so.
Yeah, she did most of the work.
Congratulations, Gia.
It was only 3 pushes. It was.
I was going to ask, so she does this.
Yeah, no, she does this. The funny thing is, she had a contraction Saturday, and the doctor told us, since this is baby number 6, as soon as you have a contraction, come, because the baby can come out immediately. So we went to the hospital, and the doctor was like, well, the baby will be here in a couple of hours. And we were like, well, my son has a Super Bowl game. So they was like, how far is the game? It's like 10 minutes away. They was like, all right, go ahead if you want. So we went to the Super Bowl game. We watched the Super Bowl game. My son won.
Wait, Gia went to the game?
Yes, Gia went to the game, pregnant and having contractions at the game. Like, every 15 minutes, she'd be like, hold on.
Logan, you better win.
Yeah. So they did win. The game was at MetLife Stadium. Congratulations to Bergen Catholic. Drop a bomb for them. And then after the game was over, like 5-6 o'clock, we went right to the hospital. They checked us in. We got our little room, and the doctor
605.
Came.
605.
Shout out to Dr. Collado. Yeah, the doctor came, and it was 3 pushes. The baby was here. So shout out to all the moms.
Make it sound so easy.
Yeah, that's what a lot of people said. It was like, you just had a baby? I mean, you know, Gia had a full fresh, her makeup on. She had her hair done, her nails done. You know, Gia was ready.
She don't play.
She don't play. And then the next day, Gia cleaned the hospital room. She wanted stuff her way. They were like, ma'am, you just had a baby. Can you sit down? Can you sit your ass down? But now Gia cleaned her room. So she's very excited. So the baby is here. I did the first. My feeding is at 4 a.m. So I feed the baby at 4 a.m. I hop in the shower at 4:30, and then I'm out the house by 5. So, right. Yes, that
was my weekend. Well, let's get it started. Weekend. So next, so let's see, what month is it? So when is baby number 7 due?
Nah, there's no more baby number 7. I don't know what I got to do. I got to get snipped. I got to cut it all off. I don't know what I got to do, but that's it. It's a wrap. Baby number 6, that is
it. And we say this after every, he's been saying this since baby number 3.
I know, but now for real, this baby number 6, this is it.
All right, y'all, mark this down.
No, it's over. It's a wrap. It's a wrap. That's it for me.
All right.
Now let's get into, let's start the show. Well, first of all, how was your Thanksgiving? How was everybody, everything
we
with
you?
We
have to start the show. We'll talk about
it
later.
I'm just asking. I just want to know.
It was great. I'm the one that cooked this year.
You cooked the whole Thanksgiving?
Yes.
Everything?
It was just my parents and my brother.
Yeah, but that's whack because you don't cook meat.
Okay. These are the alternatives.
You had a vegan Thanksgiving?
No, I made chicken.
All right.
And lots of vegetables.
Okay. All right. Front page news next. What are we talking about?
Man, we got to start it off saying RIP to Virgil Abloh from Louis Vuitton and founder and CEO of Off-White. Totally unexpected. He passed away on Sunday.
All right. We'll get into that next. And Charlamagne is out today. I think he'll be back Thursday. I think he's still on vacay. All right. We'll get into it next. Front page news is The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The next one, hey,
morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get into some front page news. Now, of course, we weren't here for Thanksgiving, but I just want to put it out there. The Cowboys lost to the Raiders 36-33, if anybody missed it. Cowboy fans, y'all lost 36-33. And also, Sunday, the Giants beat the Eagles 13-7, just in case, you know, y'all didn't get the scores or whatever, but the Giants won. All right, now, Monday Night Football last night. The Washington team beat the Seahawks 17-15. Now, what else we got, Yeezy?
All right, well, we got to start off the show by saying rest in peace to Virgil Abloh. He was the acclaimed menswear designer for Louis Vuitton. Also, he was the founder and CEO of Off-White. He died of cancer on Sunday, according to a post from his verified Instagram account. He was only 41 years old, so... Wow. We do want to give our condolences to his family, his wife, his children, his sister, his parents, and his friends and colleagues at Louis Vuitton. He did bring in a younger demographic. He had a menswear collection that was a very high-end fashion and streetwear. He pushed artistic boundaries, opened the door for a lot of people, and that was definitely his goal. Of course, when it came to designing for Nike, the Off-White Nike designs were always selling out edition after edition.
Correct.
Was huge. He was also a DJ.
He was a DJ, yep.
And he did play at music venues around the world. He was a longstanding collaborator of Kanye West, and he also worked as a creative director for Donda, which is Kanye's design agency, and he also designed some of Kanye's album covers. He collaborated with companies like Mercedes-Benz on an art concept car, IKEA. It was a range of items for people moving into their first homes, and there were a lot of tributes that poured in for Virgil after this happened.
Yeah, I think he helped Kanye with a lot of his early designs. I know he did the album covers for Pusha T, 2 Chainz, just to name a few. A great, great, great brother. I never met the brother. There's so many people in this industry. I just never ran into him, but just, you know, always supported a lot of his work, and I know my kids support a lot of his work, and it's just very, very sad. He's known as a disruptor. He went against the grain and made things happen for his culture, so... Definitely rest in peace and condolences to his family and friends and everybody.
Just this past year in July, actually, Louis Vuitton and Hennessy acquired a majority stake of Off-White. And so they were hoping that was going to be a new chapter. And at that time, Virgil had said that he was honored to use that partnership to deepen my longstanding commitment to expand opportunities for diverse individuals and foster greater equity and inclusion in the industries that we serve. He was named among Time Magazine's 100 Most Influential People back in 2018. And they also did an exhibition of his work at the Museum of Contemporary Art in Chicago. They called his work genre-bending, and he was a genre-bending artist and designer. So.
Yeah. Now, his last line, his last clothing line that he designed for Louis Vuitton will be displayed at Art Basel in Miami. They said before he passed, that's what he wanted. He wanted to make sure that his line still went out. So if you're out in Miami for Art Basel, I'm sure you could definitely check that line out, and I'm sure that line will be out for fall or spring next year. So,
and imagine how difficult it was for 2 years. He's going through this really private battle with cancer and not telling anybody about it, but making plans for what he wanted to happen when he passed. Kanye West did dedicate his Sunday service to Virgil. He did a cover of Adele's Easy On Me. Also,
yeah, same with Chadwick Boseman. The same thing with cancer. They were both dealing with it for a long time, and it makes it just so crazy to me. We spend all this money trying to, you know, fight all these diseases, and cancer's been around for so long. We haven't been able to find anything to to cure cancer, to beat cancer, you know? So sad.
Well, that is your front page news.
All right. Well, this was Sunday service. This was, I guess, Kanye West speaking on Virgil. Rest in peace, Virgil, again. All right. Well, get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, phone lines are wide open. Again, 800-585-1051. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're mad or blessed. 800-585-1051. We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
This is T-Shell.
T-Shell.
What's up, bro? Get it off your chest, brother.
Well, DJ Envy, I want to congratulate you on baby number 6.
Thank you, brother.
Also, I want to also congratulate you. I call you AKA Mr. 3-0. This is Louis V, homeboy. T-Shell from Charlotte.
Oh, what's up, brother? Yeah, man.
Mr. 3-0. What's that about?
You coming out to the car show next week?
Absolutely, absolutely.
All right, yeah. We out in Miami. December 12th is the last car show of the year. Celebrity cars from Khaled, 50, Nicki Jams, Tory Lanez, Yo Gotti.
But why do they call you Mr. 3-0?
I don't know. Why you call me Mr. 3-0?
He's 3-0 because he put on three great car shows. Number 4 coming up, 12-12.
Oh, all right. Okay. I like that.
Oh, gosh.
I like that.
It's already trademarked.
It's already trademarked. But if you thank you, brother. Well, if you haven't got your tickets, get your tickets to the Drive Your Dreams car show in Miami. Kids 5 and under are free. Your favorite celebrity cars are going to be a lot of fun. A lot of things for kids to do. So can't wait to see you guys on December 12th. Hello, who's this?
Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. I just want to shout out our boys here in Newark, New Jersey, the Big 21 Brick City Lions. I think our 7 of you made it. I'm not sure. But I know our 11 of you made it. Shout out to Tamia Sanders, Ismail Prey, my nephews. And shout out 13 of you. They made it. Envy, you know about that. Little Logan used to play for us.
Yeah.
Development there. So also, guys, if you don't mind, today is Giving Tuesday. I know, Angela, you said 3 years ago you was going to give to the cheerleaders, but I'm not supporting the cheerleaders. I'm doing the football team.
Okay.
So if anybody want to give, I'm going to give our Cash App. It's Cash App Brick City Lions 10U. And if anybody want to give a check, it's Brick City Lions. And they can mail it to P.O. Box 25331 Newark, New Jersey, 07101.
She's not playing. She love her Brick City Lions.
Yeah, shout out to the Brick City Lions. Shout out to Nas.
That's my boy.
Logan actually played for
the twins, Zakai, Nate, Ryan, the coaching staff, Coach Shakira.
Took over.
I know. Nas, gotta go.
Hello.
What'd you say,
MV? I said no. Shout out to Nas. You keep going. Now I was gonna say Logan played for the Brick City Lions, which is a great organization out in Newark. They will get your kid tough. They'll teach your kid how to play football and teach them the right way. Those coaches love those kids. And shout out to Brick City Lions. I mean, I tried to do a deal with Brick City Lions and Yeezy a couple of years ago to have Kanye support them, but we couldn't make it happen. But I'll reach back out to Free and see if we could do that. Because I know Kanye did. He lived in Newark for a long time, and he has a lot of strong roots.
Thank you, Izzy. Thank you, Angela. And tell Charlamagne, too, if he want to get it. Thank you, guys.
All right, Mama. Have a good one.
All right.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Let's go. This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're mad or blessed.
Say it with your chest.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So if you got something on your mind, let it out.
Hello, who's this?
This is Katie.
Hey, Katie, get it off your chest.
Okay, so a couple weeks ago, I went through my baby daddy's phone because I'm stupid.
Oh, boy.
And I basically saw him talking to another girl saying that, like, he did things with her and stuff like that.
Whoa.
So I confronted him about it, and he spazzed out. He broke his phone. He just, like, flipped out.
He broke his phone?
Yes, he broke the phone. He threw the phone and broke it.
Yep.
Wow.
I've been there before.
Yes. So I was like, okay, like, I'm sitting here like a dummy apologizing, like, you know what, forget it.
Yeah, how did this happen? How am I apologizing to you for you cheating on me?
But you know, that's what a guy does, though.
So
that's the insecurities.
He denied it, too. I had proof. Like, it was flat-out proof. The things that I read, like, he basically said that he did this and this with this girl, and he was so tired from doing it. Like,
whoa.
What else does that mean?
So yes. Now what?
So, well, I just don't understand. So the next day, like, we were at it all night long. So the next day I left, I came back home and I didn't say anything to him. I let him come to me first. This man had the audacity to tell me that he's on house arrest and he like, I need to allow him to be a man, basically, that I could go to any therapist and they would tell him that I need to allow him to be a man.
So the fact that he cheated on you, did you dirty, and now he's trying to still lie to you and manipulate you, and then you feeling bad. I'm confused.
Let me guess. He said that you don't trust him.
Yeah, and I just, like, don't. Like, I'm younger than he is. Like, I'm in my 20s. He's in his 30s. And so he, like, and he is on house arrest, and he's in the house all the time and stuff like that. So he feels like I need to allow him to be a man and sit and talk to other females and get attention from other females and stuff like that.
Mama, let me guess. He said that you foul for going in his phone and you don't trust him, and he can't be in a relationship with somebody that goes in his phone trying to make you feel bad, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, don't fall for that. That's the banana in the tailpipe. Don't fall
snitching.
For that. I'm gonna be honest. I mean, he needs to grow up.
Snitching.
If he has a good woman and you're a good woman, you take care of him. He needs to understand that you caught him cheating. If he's not coming back apologizing and saying that he's sorry, then you need to think of alternative ways. He messed up. You didn't mess up. He messed up.
But he just, like, I don't know. He got so in my head, making me feel like I did something wrong.
That's what guys do. That's what we do.
Do not let him manipulate you.
Yeah, don't let him manipulate you, Mama.
Okay, you know what's right and what's wrong. And the fact that he can't even be apologetic after he got caught cheating and admit that he was wrong, he's trying to put it back on you. He hasn't learned his lesson.
Yeah, I broke God code, but don't tell him I told you, but he's foul.
Okay, right. Okay, well, thank you guys so much.
Stand strong. Do not give him no punani. You stand strong. He has to apologize. He has to be real if you even decide to leave.
Oh, my God.
I feel like Envy about to start singing Destiny's Child, Girl.
Girl.
Right?
Thank you so much.
To talk to.
Good luck.
All right, well, bet. Thank you, guys.
Stay strong. Hello, who's this?
Nikki.
Nikki, good morning. Get it off your chest.
Well, first of all, congratulations on the baby.
Thank you.
And I was calling to say 12/12 is my birthday. I have tickets to your car show in Miami, and I wanted to know if I'll be able to meet you guys.
I don't know, you guys. I'll be there. I don't think you and Charlamagne will be there. But, yeah, you can definitely meet me. And you got regular tickets?
I have VIP.
Oh, okay.
VIP. That's what I'm talking about.
You know
what?
I'm going to write your name down.
Hi,
We got something special for you.
I'm going to be in Miami this weekend for Art Basel.
Oh, can I meet you? I live in Miami. I can just come and meet you.
Well, Nikki, you hold on. We're going to get your full name. We're going to have something special for you for your birthday, all right?
Okay, thank you.
All right. Yeah, you coming with the kiddies?
No, me and my husband.
Okay. All right. Well, we got something special for you and your husband for your birthday, Mama.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Hold on. We're going to get your information.
Happy birthday.
That's right. The car show goes down 12/12 in Miami. If you haven't got your tickets, get your tickets because we will be selling out. So I can't wait to see you guys. Now, we got rumors on the way, Yee?
Yes. And let's talk about Ari Lennox. She was tweeting out about getting arrested in Amsterdam. And we'll tell you her side of the story. Also, we'll tell you what's being said on the other side.
All right. We'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
About time.
What's going on?
Yo. Rumor report.
This is the Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
All right. Well, we are not sure exactly what happened with Ari Lennox, but she was in Amsterdam. At first, she was really excited to be there, and then things went left. She posted, F Amsterdam security. They hate black people. And then she said, never in my life, racism. Wow, Amsterdam, I'm horrified. I was so happy to travel. And this evil woman, I've never experienced racism so blatant. She said, I just want to go home. I'll never leave my house again. Then she posted, they're arresting me. I'm being arrested in Amsterdam for reacting to a woman racially profiling me. Well, now, according to the Dutch military police at the airport, they're saying that Ari Lennox was held because she was allegedly drunk in public and aggressive toward an airline official. She said, they said our unit found a woman full of emotions that wouldn't calm down. That's why she had to be taken into custody. So they are now investigating claims of possible threats that she's made, according to the police there. And it's unclear how long she will be held in custody.
Yeah, when I go out of the country, I don't play. I'm actually kind of scared because it's not the same rules, of course, and same laws as America. So there's so many different things. I know in certain places, if you have a little bit of marijuana or a little bit of edibles or even drugs without the proper case or proper capsule, they will definitely lock you up. And there's no telling how long you will be go to jail for. So I don't play when I go to these other countries. I don't play. I don't get drunk. I go right back to my room. I'm scared, actually.
Well, Ari Lennox's manager did say that she's fine. He posted, "Hey, everyone, Ari's safe and appreciates the support and everyone checking on her." So fortunately, she's okay.
Good.
All right. Kevin Hart has gotten the first Ferrari SF90 Spider that is in the United States. Now, did you see this picture, Envy?
Yeah, he actually showed me the picture when he came up here. So the SF90 is it's a hybrid, they call it. It's half electric, half gas. And he was the first one with it. It's black on black. They go for, I believe, like anywhere from $6 to $6.50, depending on the options. But they're worth about $1.8 because he is the only one in the U.S. with it. I ordered mine. Mine doesn't come till next year sometime.
Well, he's got his now. Yeah. Did you watch his the series yet?
I didn't watch the series. I'm like at episode number 5. I think I'm at episode 5. I think I figured it out already, but I'm at episode 5.
All right, let's see if you can figure out the ending. All right, now let's talk about Alfonso Ribeiro. He says he may not read Will Smith's memoir. And part of that is because he said for many, many, many years, people speculated about them as a family. They are laying it out there in a way that is their truth. I don't know if I'll read the book because I know the people.
That's weird.
What?
No, I mean, even though that you know them, you would want to read the book because it's not more than, it's, yeah, of course you know what happened, but you understand why, you know, like I'm like me and my wife, we wrote a book during the pandemic, talk about our relationship, how we met and the ups and downs. You wouldn't read that book,
not if you're talking about how you threw up after sex or something like that. I mean, it's a lot. Like, I don't want to, you know, certain things you guys.
Yeah, but there's a lot in the book that we went through. I didn't throw up after sex, neither did she, but you know, we talked
this
about
this is
a lot
very explicit. I feel I don't know what's in your book yet. I'm waiting to get my copy. I asked for an advanced copy. It hasn't happened yet, but
nope.
All right. Now, Cardi B's STD results have been requested by a judge in a defamation lawsuit against a vlogger named Tasha K. So there's this lawsuit that's been going on, and Tasha K has claimed in one segment that their daughter could have been born with intellectual disabilities because of her drug use during her pregnancy. She alleges all of these things. You know, you cannot make claims like that. She also alleged that Cardi has herpes and HIV while she was on her show, which is ridiculous to make those claims because, you know, you go out there and publicly say something and it's not true, then you are held liable for that. So Cardi B has said that she already was ordered to give over those that paperwork from the doctor, and apparently she does not have herpes or HPV. So there you have it. You can't just go on and say anything about a person because that is defamation.
So wait a minute. Mm-hmm. Wow, so Cardi B is about to sue whatever Tasha has then. Because you just made claims about this young lady having all these diseases and she didn't. And then you made claims about her daughter.
And you know what else, too? I want to say this. So does that mean if it was true that it wouldn't be defamation? Because, you know, she had to give over her records and all of that. And so she voluntarily disclosed those. Cardi B did voluntarily disclose those records. But I'm just saying, for another person, let's just say somebody says those things about you and it's true.
Yeah, the crazy thing about it is, let's say that, you know, it's not true because it's not true. But now I sue you. How much money am I getting from her? How much money does she have? Mm-hmm. You know, is it worth to do the suit? Because going to court is going to cost $100,000, $200,000, $300,000. It can go all the way for all that money. Is it worth it? But now I got to prove that I don't have, what you say, HIV, HPV, and herpes? Nah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, that is your rumor report.
Now, when you talk about people's kids, now it's more than just suing you.
Now
I want to destroy
like,
you.
Shut it up.
Now I want revenge. Now I want to take everything from you. Now I want your home. Now I want your mama's home. Now I want your kids' home. Now I want your college fund. Now I want everything. You talk about my kids, I got to get it all. Mm-hmm. I got to get it all.
It's just nasty to say things like that about a person.
I want your Honda. I want your Toyota Corolla. I want everything. I want all
of it. All right, Envy.
I want all of it. I want your Tory Burch
bag. Envy.
I want your Coach bag. I need all of it. I need your Gucci.
We gotta
all
keep
of
it moving, Envy.
Whatever. What else you got? Your Michael
you
Kors.
You want to tease front page news?
Bag. I need your fake diamond watch. I need
all
that.
Yes, coming up, we'll be talking about the Omicron variant and what is happening with that, because now we're nervous about another wave with this Omicron variant. People keep calling it the Omarion variant, too.
I need your Apple bottom jeans. I need all that.
All right, front page news next. It's the Breakfast Club.
I got your guest shorts. I need them all.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Put an end to junk sleep. Shop Mattress Firm's Black Friday sale and unjunk your sleep today. Save up to $500 on top-rated brands. Plus, pair the mattress of your dreams with a free adjustable base with qualifying purchase. See or visit a store for details.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, everyone. I am so excited. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with a Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and have it shared with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You won't want to miss this because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill of your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now, I know we've been off a couple of days, so I just want to remind you guys. Thanksgiving, the Cowboys lost to the Raiders, 36-33. I just want to put that out there. I know it was a couple days ago. I just want to remind you. And last Sunday, the Giants beat the Eagles. Just want to put that out there. What'd you say, huh? Oh, yeah. All right. All right. Now, in Monday Night Football last night, the Washington team beat the Seahawks 17-15. Now, what else we got, Yeezy?
All right, well, let's talk about this Omicron variant that has first been discovered in South Africa last week. They're saying this is likely to quickly spread around the globe, and it could be some severe consequences. According to the World Health Organization, there could be future surges of COVID-19. And right now, the overall global risk related to the Omicron variant is assessed as very high. They said right now there's currently no information to suggest symptoms connected with Omicron differ from those associated with other variants. But they're saying preliminary evidence raises the possibility that this variant does have mutations that could help it both evade the immune system response and also make it more transmissible. Now, here is what Joe Biden has to say about this being a cause for concern, but not a cause to panic.
This variant is a cause for concern, not a cause for panic. We have the best vaccine in the world, the best medicines, the best scientists, and we're learning more every single day.
Now, while this variant has already been identified in other countries across the world, like France, Canada, Australia, Hong Kong, here is what Dr. Fauci has to say about the United States.
Still no confirmed cases in the U.S.?
No confirmed cases, but obviously we're on high alert. It's inevitable that sooner or later it's going to spread widely because it has at least the molecular characteristics of being highly transmissible, even though there are a lot of things about it that we do not know, but that will be able to be ascertained in the next week or two, I believe.
Very scary.
Right now, they are telling Americans who have been vaccinated and are eligible to get a booster shot to do so now because of this Omicron variant spreading widely. And so, like he said, we are on high alert. Here is what else Dr. Fauci has to say.
What do you make of these reports out of South Africa, also Israel, that the symptoms that come with Omicron may be milder?
No, I think that's premature to say that, George. We just do not know. But remember, there are three different kinds of individuals. There are those who've not been vaccinated, there are those who've been vaccinated, and there are those who've been infected and recovered. So the real question is, how does this particular virus affect, with regard to severity, any of those groups? That's going to be important. And we'll know that, as I mentioned, in about a week or two.
Yeah, it's very scary. And, and I thank God Gil was pregnant, because I actually had a show in South Africa for the Thanksgiving weekend. So I might have been stuck there because they closed the borders. But I will say this. I haven't got my booster shot yet, but I definitely will get it this week. I'm scared. I'm nervous. They don't know how this is going to, if the vaccine is either going to, you know, how it's going to react to this new, I guess, Omarion mutation.
It's not Omarion.
What's it called?
Omicron. Y'all got to stop calling it Omarion.
I kind of like the Omarion better, but the Omicron, I just don't know. It's scary. You just don't know how this going to affect the body. People are passing away. People are dying like crazy. I'm scared.
Well, and I'll say this also. I saw that Pfizer is already trying to develop a vaccine that'll work for Omicron. They're already doing it, and I saw the stocks shooting up for all these vaccine companies, too. Now, Pfizer is also seeking authorization for COVID booster shots for teenagers 16 and 17. That would be the first vaccine booster for teens younger than 18 if it's authorized. So right now they're trying to get that emergency use authorization as this new variant of coronavirus called Omicron is on the way here.
That kind of confuses me. How many different vaccines do I need to have, right? So I need to have this one for this mutation, and then since it's mutated to Omarion, there's another vaccine that's coming out next year. So how many different vaccines do I need to take for this one COVID?
Well, there's a lot of variants, and it keeps on mutating as people keep on getting it. So they are still doing studies. It's too early to tell, because obviously when something's new here, and we don't even have it here in the U.S. yet, but they want to make sure it takes a couple of weeks to see how effective it is. But yeah. So all right. If you're eligible to get that booster shot, something to think about. And that is your front page news.
All right. Now, let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. Now, a woman called this morning during Get It Off Your Chest, and she was talking about her and her boyfriend and what she found on her boyfriend's phone.
So, a couple weeks ago, I went through my baby daddy's phone because I'm stupid.
Oh, boy.
And I basically saw him talking to another girl, saying that, like, he did things with her and stuff like that.
Whoa.
So, I confronted him about it, and he spazzed out. He broke his phone.
Yep. Wow.
I've been there before.
Yes.
But you know, that's right? What a guy does, though.
So
that's the insecurities.
He denied it, too. I had proof. Like, he basically said that he did this and this with this girl, and he was so tired from doing it.
Whoa.
All right. Well, let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. What's the craziest thing you found on your boyfriend or your girlfriend's phone?
I have a rule when it comes to going through phones, but we'll talk about it.
All right. 800-585-1051. What's the craziest thing you found on your girl's phone? Or what's the craziest thing you found on your man's phone? Let's talk about it. Call us up right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Pull out your phone.
Call in right now.
Call me.
Add your opinion to The Breakfast Club topic.
Break it down.
800-585-1051.
The Breakfast Club.
It's topic time. Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with The Breakfast Club.
Talk about it.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just join us, a woman called this morning during Get It Off Your Chest, and she said this.
So, a couple weeks ago, I went through my baby daddy's phone because I'm stupid.
Oh, boy.
And I basically saw him talking to another girl, saying that, like, he did things with her and stuff like that.
Whoa.
So I confronted him about it, and he
spazzed out. He broke his phone.
Yep. Wow.
I've been there before.
Yes.
But you know, that's right? What a guy does, though.
So
that's the insecurities.
He denied it, too. I had proof. Like, he basically said that he did this and this with this girl, and he was so tired from doing it.
So we're asking 800-585-1051, what's the craziest thing you found in your spouse's phone? All right, now we'll start with you, Yee. What's the craziest thing you found?
Well, I don't have a spouse.
Or your boyfriend or your girlfriend's phone?
Yes, I definitely have gone through my boyfriend's phone in the past and his emails and seen all kinds of things like trips with other women and in the hot tub with other chicks and all that. But I always say my rule is, if you're going to go through somebody's phone, that means you already feel a certain way. What are you going to do when you find what you're looking for? You got to make sure you know that. Don't go through somebody's phone just to be mad, have an attitude, and stay together.
Right. I ain't never found nothing in Gia's phone. Ain't nothing in Gia's phone. But let's go to the phone lines. 800-585-1051. Hello, who's this?
This is Ashley. How are you?
Ashley, good morning.
Well, I guess it's my turn to tell my little story. So this was an incident because I went through his my friend's phone. And anyway, when I went through his phone, you know, I go on Facebook and you go all the way to the block list. You know, you want to go to the block list because you know who was ever blocked. You know what I'm saying? So boom, bada boom, bada boom, bada boom, bada boom. All right, cool. So I go on the Facebook and the block pages, and there's just like a whole bunch of men that are being blocked. So I'm like, you know, weird, not weird. But you know, the type of person like me, you know, I gotta ask questions. If he answers, ask questions. If he answers. So, all the men that were blocked, you know, I'm going on these pages. And not to be rude or anything like that, they were just all gay. And I'm not, I don't know, can you say that on the radio? Gay? No? Is that offensive? I definitely
no, it's not. It's not. Okay, so it was a bunch of blocked gay men.
Yes, it was. So I'm wondering, and I asked them, I was like, yo, you know, why? And I said it nicely. I was like, yo, so what's going on? Why do you have, you know, I can't say the name out loud, you know, because everybody can listen to the thing on the first. Okay, so boom, why you got this person? Why you got brown block? You know, what's going on? Is this some type of beef? Blah, blah, blah. You supposed to be mama? Questions. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, it's always that person that had a question in high school. So, you know, we're adults now, so it's a question. What's going on? So anyway, long story short, not to be too long, you know, because I kept asking. This is an everyday thing. Now, of course, I didn't get the answer the first day, the second day, the third day, the fourth day. Yeah, for real. Like, you know, because it was bothering me.
No, not him. You. You know, goodness gracious. You talk and ask a lot of questions, and you do your own sound effects and everything. Goodness gracious.
All of that. Did you not know? So you don't even know about me. So you better look it up. You better look it up. But anyway, going back to the story. I asked, and, you know, he told me. He was like, you know, I'm bisexual.
Okay.
You know, so, you know, bisexual, you know, I said bye-bye. Because it's all good and dandy. You are who you are. Don't get me wrong, but I feel as though when people are bi, I think that you're confused because God only chooses you to be with one person. So you need to make up your mind. Either you want to be with a man or you want to be with a mother and a woman.
All
just
right.
To have your side and be it with both, then you need to find a relationship that already a man and woman is together and they don't roll up on you and be like, hey, you want to be with us?
Ma.
You see what I'm saying?
So she went through the phone, found that out, and broke up with him because that's not what she wanted.
Yee just said what you said in 6 seconds and you said it in 3 minutes.
Oh, yeah. I mean, hey, I mean, I do what I do. Can I get a big pass from you?
Goodbye! Goodbye! Hello, who's this?
This is Honey.
Honey, good morning.
Good morning.
What you found in your boyfriend or girlfriend's phone, mama?
Yeah, this conversation was definitely for me. I called myself being Stella, trying to get her groove back, messing with a younger dude. Went through his phone on a humbug, and I found a bunch of messages to a whole bunch of different girls trying to basically have sex. But it was the messages to the dude that kind of was like, whoa, wait a minute. Hold on. What's going on?
Oh,
wow.
I noticed that he's using the same lines with the girls that he's using with the dude. So I'm like, hey, what's going on?
Like, what kind of lines? What kind of lines?
Like, you know, what's up? Like, were you trying to hang out? You know what I'm saying? I always thought we had, you know, a deep bond. You cool. You know, I like the way you look. And I'm like, wait, hold on. What exactly is that you like it? But what are you liking about this young man? I'm confused. Like, what's going on? So I'm like, you know, are you bi? Are you gay? What's going on? And he's like, no, it's not like that. I promise it's just my friend and woo. So I try to take, like, the friendship angle. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, you can talk to me. You can tell me anything. And he kept denying. Eventually, he just came out and admitted it. Not only had he been messing with dudes, he didn't have sex with men as well.
Okay.
Need you to understand, I fully blocked him. We have no kind of communication. He's still trying to get on.
Now, Stella.
No, you won't see a contact address nor a buddy list.
Stella, how old are you and how old is he?
At the time, I was a hot 29. And he lied and told me he was 25. but come to find out, he was a hot 20.
Oh, wow.
Oh, he was only 20? Okay.
Yeah. Bro, when I say he lied, I was closer to age to his mother than I was to him.
Damn it, man. All right.
I see a theme here.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Stella.
Thank you so much. Have a good one.
All right. Jeesh. 800-585-1051. We're asking, what's the craziest thing you found in your man's phone and your girl's phone? Call us now. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. I know it now. I'm in.
Call me.
Add your opinion to the Breakfast Club topic.
Come on.
800-585-1051.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, this lady called earlier during Get It Off Your Chest, and this is what she said.
So, a couple weeks ago, I went through my baby daddy's phone because I'm stupid.
Oh, boy.
And I basically saw him talking to another girl saying that, like, he did things with her and stuff like that.
Whoa.
So, I confronted him about it, and he spazzed out. He broke his phone.
Yep.
Wow.
I've been there before.
Yes.
But you know, that's right? What a guy does, though. That's the insecurities.
He denied it, too. I had proof. Like, he basically said that he did this and this with this girl, and he was so tired from doing it.
So we're asking 800-585-1051, what's the craziest thing you found in your man's phone or your girl's phone? Hello, who's this?
Hey, it's Junior.
Hey, Junior, what's the craziest thing you found in your girl's phone?
Man, one time I caught my wife texting her trainer on Instagram.
Woo, saying what?
Well, it wasn't her. It was the trainer saying that he wanted to sleep with her, saying that they could meet up over by the park, and he just wanted to get it in the car to
wow.
Her body and all this type of stuff. I can't curse, so it's all this type of stuff.
So what happened? What did she say back?
I didn't do it. I didn't say anything. I took her phone and I texted him like it was her. Told him to meet me by the park. He pulled up over there. He saw the car. He walked over to the car. I put the windows down. You know, I had my little piece in my lap. I was like, come on in. Let's do something. Let's get in the car.
Well, damn.
He didn't want to have nothing to do with it. So
of course not. Crazy ass husband with a gun in him. Hell no.
My goodness.
Damn right.
I ain't mad at you, though. That's something I would have did back in the day.
You probably would still do that today, Emmy.
Talking to you guys, I just want to say I love you guys. Love everything you do. I wish all three of y'all was there so I could tell you, everybody, I love you. But, hey, I love you guys.
We love you back. I might have shot him in his ass just for.
All right, Emmy.
All right, sorry. All right, go ahead. Bye. Hello, who's this?
Ariel.
Hey, Ariel. Good morning. What you found in your man's phone?
I found other man's penis in his phone. Like, can I say that? I found other man's penis in his phone.
Well, you just said it twice.
Okay, so was he a photographer or why would...
No, they were sending me and he was trying to lie and say, oh, that wasn't his and he didn't know how to get in his phone. But and then he tried to fight me, but I saw him like, heck no. Like, I was so mad because we got a child together and I was, like, our daughter was 4 months, so... Like, I was in all types of emotion, but I was like, oh, my gosh. I guess it was a sign for me to leave.
I mean,
like,
he made a good point. He might be a photographer, Mom.
There's definitely a theme here this morning.
No, he was interested in men. Like, he was interested in men, so I left him. I said, you can take care of the child, but we can never be together ever again.
Okay.
So, all right. Thank you.
You never know what you might find.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, this is Cam.
Hey, bro, what did you find in your girl's phone, man?
Man, so I wasn't going through her phone at all, nothing like that. We got a kid together. I was going for a picture of my son.
Of course.
And I went in, I seen pictures of her sister, man, but I wasn't supposed to see.
Of her sister? Like, what was it?
They was nudes of her sister.
Why did she have nudes of her sister in her phone?
Because so her sister's a little off, and so her phone was an Android, too, and didn't take quality photos, I guess. But she wanted to use my girl's phone because it's an iPhone. She needed quality pictures.
That's weird.
So who looked better, her or her sister?
Oh, man, there ain't no question. That girl looked way, way better.
That's a lie.
Oh, hell no. Give me shit, Denby. Man, I listen to y'all every day. I appreciate y'all. Charlamagne in there?
Nah, he's not here. He'll be back, I think, Thursday.
All right, man. Well, y'all gotta get me a book of his. Man. I don't get into the line all the time.
Now you gotta call back, bro. You gotta call back. I don't know how many books that man got left.
All right. I hear you.
Have a good one. Hello, who's this?
This is Kim.
Hey, Kim. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm hanging in there. Can't complain too much.
What did your little nosy self find going through your man's phone?
Oh, I found this chick doing tongue yoga.
Woo, tongue yoga.
I never heard of that phrase, tongue yoga. Okay.
Well, she was doing stuff with her tongue that I ain't never seen before. It was interesting. It got him choked in front of Jesus. You hear me?
So she was doing it to him in the phone?
Yeah.
No, he was sitting in the background with this hoodie on that I had just bought him like 3 days ago.
Ooh.
And she was in the phone recording herself.
Wow.
Oh, so she wasn't giving him oral. She was just doing things with her tongue.
That's it.
Oh, so maybe he was just taping it.
He just was there wearing the hoodie.
Yeah,
got
show
him
you later on.
Days earlier.
That fool didn't give me no good for 72 hours. No, that ain't what happened. They was doing something they had no business doing.
So what'd you end up doing after that? Because I always say, you look in the phone and find something, then what?
Oh, gone. Out of here.
Okay.
That's a wrap. I mean, hey, we was together for like 17 years, you know, so I'm not going to lie. I was looking for a reason to get rid of him.
Damn it, man. Okay.
That's right. Okay.
Well, thank you, mama.
Because the worst is when you go through that phone, find something and stay.
All right. Well, what's the moral of the story?
The moral of the story is if you feel like something's wrong and you find yourself going through somebody's phone and having to do stuff like that constantly, that's a bigger issue than just wanting to see somebody's phone.
Yeah, and if you're going to put things in your phone, get a burner phone. Don't bring the phone in the crib. Like, you don't want to get caught.
So you're trying to teach people how to...
I mean, I'm just telling women, if you're going to have stuff on your phone... Right, you never know when your man's going to check it or fellas the same. Just don't bring the phone in the house. Have a burner phone. Like, if you bring it in the house, you
how about
get
just don't do it?
Or don't do it.
There you go.
All right. We got rumors on the way?
Yes, and did you guys watch the King Richard movie on HBO Max? Well, it's about Venus and Serena's dad, but now their half-sister is speaking out against the movie.
All right. And also, Charlamagne is not here. If you want to give somebody donkey of the day, we're going to open up the phone lines and allow you to do it. 800-585-1051. If you want to give donkey to anybody, 800-585-1051. Call us up right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Come on. Hey. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
We had a whole week off.
A whole week off. Yeah, it felt good to be home and just away, not answering my phone that much. And then my baby was born. Baby
number
six.
You came back to work with a new baby.
That is right.
I got a new car.
Oh, you did? You finally got a car. It's so difficult to get vehicles right now.
You said finally.
No, finally, because, I mean, it takes people a long time to get cars.
I ordered it less than 2 months ago.
That's pretty
quick.
So
shout out to my girl, Nike, because she definitely hooked it up. Her last name is Yee also,
Nike?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes. She's in Long Island, and she definitely made it happen because everybody was telling me it's going to be too hard to get a car. You even told me that. You were like, I don't know. So I told her, I said, look, Envy's acting like it can't happen. We got to make it happen. So she made it happen.
Well, shout out to Nike Yee.
Yeah, Nike Yee.
That's a name, Nike Yee.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, we got rumors on the way. What are we talking about?
Well, yes, and we are going to be talking about these rumors of a new couple alert, potentially.
All right. We'll get to that next. And also, Charlamagne is out, so if you want to give somebody donkey of the day, phone lines are wide open. 800-585-1051. Whoever you want to give donkey to, let us know now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and Brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, everybody, this is Carrie Champion, and I'm here to announce that the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards on April 27th. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with your Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and have it shared with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit. Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event you want to be at. You don't want to miss it because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne the God. We are the Breakfast Club. Let's get to the rumors. We're just talking the whole QC.
It's time.
She's spilling the tea.
This is the Rumor Report with Angela Yee. On the Breakfast Club.
Well, there were already some rumors that Little Baby and Saweetie were dating. Now, at first, they were trying to say that he dropped $100,000 on her on a shopping spree. And we saw that Little Baby posted, "Baby not dating no one, I'm single." Mm-hmm. Well, Saweetie recently posted a picture of herself with an unidentified man. Looks like she's kind of sitting on his lap. And the person's face was not shown, but people on the internet determined that photograph was of Little Baby, noting that there was a resemblance between the pants and sneakers that he had on in that outfit and something that he was seen wearing earlier. So the photo went viral. Saweetie did end up deleting the post altogether. Now, Quavo wrote on his Instagram story, "Ain't tripping. We can swap it out. Hashtag QC the label." People thought that Quavo was referring to that picture and the fact that they're both on QC.
I'm sure. I mean, I'll say one thing about you people out there, boy. You guys are investigators. You guys are great detectives. You will figure something out before the police. You guys are good.
Well, we'll see what happened. But, yeah, that's awkward situation.
I mean, I don't know if they're awkward, even though they're on the same label. I don't know if they're all good friends. You know?
I said that's an awkward situation. Oh, yeah. I mean, they're going to have to run into each other. You see the little subliminals are already flying. I saw Jada, who is Little Baby's children's mother, saying she didn't know why she was trending because she ended up trending with Saweetie and Quavo on Twitter over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, let's talk about Kim Kardashian and Kanye West since we're discussing all of this relationship stuff. Kanye shared a photo of him kissing Kim Kardashian. He did announce that he does want her back. Here's what he had to say.
Kim gave and create a narrative that's not the narrative that God wants. The narrative that God wants is for you to see that everything can be redeemed. In all these relationships, we've made mistakes. I've publicly done things that were not acceptable as a husband. But right now, today, for whatever reason, I didn't know I was going to be standing right here. But I'm here to change that narrative. I am the priest of my home. I have to be next to my children as much as possible. So when I'm out the house, I got a house right next to the house.
Yeah, that might be his narrative, but that might not be her narrative. She might be, you know, done and through. And I'm all, you know, I'm a believer in family, but I, you know, it's sometimes you just go too far and it can't be, things can't be forgiven, can't be taken back. So I mean, I hope Kanye does get his family back.
All right, now Kanye also posted a headline with TMZ reading, "Kanye West says God will bring him and Kim back together, inspire millions." So he did tag TMZ as well as Kim Kardashian. Now, during his Thanksgiving prayer, he also had this to say.
"Good Lord, my wife did not like me wearing the red hat. Being a good wife, she just wanted to protect me and our family. I made me and our family a target by not aligning with Hollywood's political stance. And that was hard for our marriage. Then I ran for president without proper preparation and no allies on either side. I embarrassed my wife in the way that I presented information about our family during the one and thank God only press conference. This Thanksgiving, I'm thankful for the family that my wife has given me, for the life that God has given me, and I'm thankful for your time, attention, and patience."
Yeah, he's right now he's swinging for the fences. He's trying to do anything he possibly can to get his family back. I mean, but he says some wild remarks back in the day. I believe he called Kim's mom a white supremacist, I believe, in a tweet. I'll say alleged because I can't necessarily remember. But he called
you can look it up.
He called a bunch of different things. And, yeah, he's trying to make up. So he's swinging for the fences. Anything he has to do, he embarrasses family publicly. So he's trying to get him back publicly and apologizing publicly. That's what he should do. Now it's just a matter of Kim K accepting it or not. She seems like she's happy with Pete Davidson, but I love to see family.
You're really
though.
Gossipy this morning.
I am.
It's all morning.
I don't know why. I've been off for a week.
I know you really want to chop it up. Yeah. Anything else you need? Okay.
I want that man to get his family back though. It's nothing better than family.
If they both want it. All right, now Venus and Serena's half-sister have slammed the King Richard biopic. I don't know if you've watched it yet. I watched it, by the way.
How was it? Got to catch up
on some television. It was really good.
I didn't see it yet. I'm going to see it this week.
You know, mixed feelings on sometimes how I felt about the way his Richard Williams, their father, was. But this is their story to tell, and clearly it worked for them to be as successful as they have been and all the things that they had to go through.
How did he raise them? Was it like the Jackson 5? Was he always on them, making them do things they didn't
want to
do?
Well, it seemed like they really did want to play tennis. I'll say that much. But a lot of things had to be the way that he wanted it to be. So even if they wanted to play in certain tournaments, he didn't want them to, even if they wanted to. And then he really trained. It was first Venus that was getting trained, and then Serena was picking it up and training with the mom. It's just like, you got to watch it.
Yeah,
see.
But, you know, things like that, I get it. But look, they're great. And maybe
well,
that
can I
was...
finish what the story is
I'm
here?
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
All right, so their half-sister is not too happy with the movie. Now, what happens is that Sabrina Williams, her mother was married to Richard Williams in the early 60s. They had four children together, and then he allegedly walked out on the family. They said that he said he was going to buy her a bike and just left and never came back.
Damn.
She said, how do you leave a baby? I was 8 years old, and he left under the pretense, I'm going to get you a bike. She said, I can laugh about it now. And her sister, Renika, was a baby 8 weeks old when her dad left. That's what she told the Sun in an exclusive interview. Now, she says that she does feel like some of that, his complicated past, should have been revealed. She said, I don't think it should have taken up the whole movie, but to give the movie some more credibility, at least reference it as he left us when he was a grown man. And she said, does anyone believe this story? Wow, really, it's all there on Google. I get it. Every movie is slightly economical with the truth, but because it's Venus and Serena, nobody is going to put anything bad about them or make it seem like they were part of something bad. Truth be told, those girls rose to the top while his other children had to suffer because of the choices my dad made. We were raised in poverty after he left. So she has her own story to tell. Now, the movie was really about raising Venus and Serena to be champions. Mm-hmm. So you can see why they focused on that part of the life. And they did reference it one time, like his other kids that he had outside of the household. But they really did not make much mention of that storyline at all.
Mm.
But I understand that it's also on something very specific. And Venus and Serena were involved with making it. And so maybe that's a story they don't even know enough about.
Yeah, but it was about raising them for them being great. That's what the story was and the focus was and the pressure.
But I can see how it could be triggering for the other children who feel like our dad deserted us.
That's true.
All right, well, that is your rumor report.
All right, now let's open up the phone lines. Donkey of the Day. Charlamagne is out. If you want to give somebody Donkey of the Day, 800-585-1051. Phone lines wide open. Call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
What up, y'all? It's DJ Envy. For nearly 60 years of quality coverage, make the right call and go with The General. Call 800-GENERAL or go to thegeneral.com to get a hassle-free quote today. The General Auto Insurance Services, Inc., an insurance agency, Nashville, Tennessee. Some restrictions apply.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, everybody, this is Carrie Champion, and I'm here to announce that the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards on April 27th. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with your Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and have it shared with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event you want to be at. You don't want to miss it because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
It's your time to nominate a donkey of your own.
Remember now, it's how they choose.
Call in now, 800-585-1051.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, Angie from the Bronx.
Angie, who you want to give donkey to?
My man. I'm going to F him up, yo, for real.
What happened?
He played a prank on me, y'all. Oh, my God. I have to laugh because it was a good one. I'm going to fling that caldero at him when I get home, though. I'm not lying.
You going to do
so
what?
This dude, let me tell you what he did.
Go ahead.
He turned an hour. He turned my car an hour before. He changed the time in my car an hour before. On my phone an hour before.
No.
And he set my alarm an hour before. So guess what? I'm at work an hour early.
Yeah. You got to work early? Good for you. Didn't it feel good, though? You weren't late?
Nah.
You're supposed to be asleep.
That's right. You need to F his ass up when you get home. You need to think of a good prank.
That caldero is going straight to his head.
What's an angondero?
Caldero, that's what you use to cook. You know, if you're Spanish, that's what we call a caldero, where you make the rice and stuff.
Mm. It's a spoon?
That's what... Yeah, no,
it's a pot.
Just a pot. Yeah, the pot with the top on it. Where you make the rice?
How many kids y'all got?
I got two. He got three. Altogether, we got five.
Now, why did he do that to you? Are you always late or something?
Yeah, I mean, not that late, but you know, I appreciate my sleep, son. Like,
you know what you need to do?
I'm gonna get him back. Y'all gotta help me get him back.
You get an EPT test and tell him you're pregnant.
That's not funny.
You are evil. I never thought of that.
Tell him you're pregnant. Be like, babe, you know what? I know we weren't expecting this, but I'm pregnant. And then he goes.
All right, let's just cut that part.
Nah,
we need that.
We could do that.
And we just envy saying it.
And then we'd be like, got your ass back.
Yeah. I got to get him back one way or another.
I think that's a good one.
I think you should do something with his money. I think you should get a fake credit card bill and make it look like it got ran all the way up. Some crazy.
Oh, I like that.
You'll have a heart attack.
Well, good luck, mama.
Thank you, y'all.
Have a good one. Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Turbo Tony, baby. What's going on, DJ Envy? Yeet.
Turbo
What's
Tone.
Up?
How y'all doing, man? How y'all doing?
Good. Who you want to give donkey to?
Man, I'm going to give a damn donkey to my... Don't get a day to myself because I really ain't got no don't get a day to get to nobody. I just called, to give myself my YouTube channel a shout out.
Well, you should have did that. Now you get donkey day. That's
donkey.
What you should have led with. What is it?
Hey, it's Turbo.
Too late. Hello, who's this?
Yo, it's Jay Moolah from the Breakfast Club.
Jay Moolah, who you want to give donkey to?
Man, I want to get a donkey today to my bald-headed ass baby mama, her bald-headed ass mama, for lying on me on court, getting my gun taken away, getting my good job taken away. Now they trying to take my son taken away from me.
Oh, my gosh. This sounds like you done went through it.
Yeah, you liked her bald-headed ass, though. That one time, that was your bald-headed ass girl, though.
Well, now, that was my bald-headed ass wife. But her retarded ass want to go listen to her retarded ass mama got me going through it. So, yeah, she's a donkey of the day, donkey of the month, donkey of the year.
We have to hear her side, sir.
Right. What's wrong with being bald-headed?
Nothing.
What? What makes her bald-headed?
There's nothing wrong with bald-headed. There's no bald-headed shaming here.
No, same here. Well, that's for you. That's for you every day. Ballhead, no uterus ass, B-I-T-C-H.
All right, all right, all right. You're hurt. All right, you need therapy. Goodness gracious. Hello, who's this?
This is Taiwan from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Hey, Taiwan, who you want to give donkey to?
Donkey of the day is Sweetie.
Sweetie, what's wrong
why?
With Sweetie?
Why? What's Sweetie do?
Sweetie, she fumbling the bag, man. I feel like she's playing my man. You know what I'm saying? Baby like that right now, you know?
Wait, so she gets donkey of the day?
She get donkey of the day. They actually, I think her and baby get donkey of the day because they plan themselves. And really, Jada look better with Quavo for real.
You don't even know if it's true.
It might be though. You know what I'm saying? You never know. You see them. You see. Come on now. You see how fast the shaving works.
I ain't mess with you. Goodbye.
When they
Taiwan.
when they both single.
What you say? It's Taiwan. 717 Taiwan.
I'm sorry, 717 Taiwan.
My bad. Nah, yeah, she ducked the other day, though, because for real, when you really think about it, she playing herself. They've been on Sweetie Body for real. She playing.
Saiwan, what other tea you got, Saiwan, this morning? I'm just curious what Saiwan's tea look like.
Well, the tea
His
I
butt
got,
looks like?
Nah, I mean, the other, all the other tea, well, y'all can follow me on Instagram for the tea, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, plug yourself.
Let me drop the link for the tea, you know what I'm saying? It's CY.LAREN, you know what I'm saying? That's Lauren Knott.
Goodbye, Saiwan.
All right.
Goodbye.
Right. You asked for it.
I know. Donkey of the day, Charlamagne, is out, so we open up the phone lines for you. All right, now, when we come back, let's talk about Thanksgiving dinner, right? Now, did somebody mess up Thanksgiving dinner in your crib?
Huh? Why are y'all acting like I messed up Thanksgiving dinner?
I didn't even say your name yet.
You're trying to insinuate that.
But 800-585-1051, I want to know who messed up Thanksgiving dinner in your crib. Now, ladies and gentlemen, would you want to go to Yee's house for Thanksgiving? Ye don't eat seafood. She don't eat meat. So could you imagine her Thanksgiving dinner? What you rotisserie broccoli?
It was delicious, and I don't even like broccoli, just FYI.
See, string beans, greens.
I love green beans.
Coffee and juice. Like, could you imagine her Thanksgiving? We'll talk about it when we come back. 800-585-1051 is The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. It's topic time. Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with The Breakfast Club. Talk about it.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just join us, we're talking Thanksgiving. Now, did somebody ruin Thanksgiving dinner at your crib? Let's talk about it now. Angela Yee, she had Thanksgiving dinner at her crib.
Why would you say my name when you said, did somebody ruin it?
I'm just saying, Thanksgiving's about the food, and you don't eat seafood, you don't eat meat. So it's like, all I can imagine is just mad broccoli,
no.
Greens.
First of all, I do have chicken.
Kale.
I did make a nice Bell and Evans chicken with, I made a ginger, honey. No, wait, hold on.
See, you don't even know.
I got to remember what I made. I made a garlic, honey, soy chicken. Mm-hmm. And then I made some sauteed vegetables and I made wild rice. And I was actually going to buy food to make. And my friend Dahlia, because she owns a restaurant, she made me feel really bad about it. And she was like, Angela, you cannot just buy food. You have to make the food. So I made food, but I don't really like turkey like that. And I think most people don't, right?
It depends how it's prepared and how it's cooked.
Nobody love turkey barbecue. Or we would eat it more than once a year.
No, people eat it more than that.
If you had a choice, is turkey on that list?
No.
All right. So I just made things that I thought we would like, and my family loved it, and they finished everything.
And shout to Flo. She caters my...
See, you didn't even cook.
My Thanksgiving dinner.
You have some nerve.
What do you expect? Gia was pregnant.
What does that have to do with you cooking?
The baby was due on November 26th, so she cooks. Shout to Flo. Eat Flo's joint. She's the one that cooks, and she prepared. We had everything. We had barbecue turkey. We had jerk empanadas, jerk chicken empanadas. Then we had oxtail empanadas. We had... it was amazing. We had a lot of stuff. It was good. But you know, I wouldn't want to go to Yee's house and eat all the vegetables.
Why? What's wrong with, and they were seasoned extremely well. They're delicious and they're good for you.
I don't know about that. Let's go to line 9. Gary!
Hey, what's up?
Who ruined Thanksgiving dinner, man?
Yo, I gotta tell you this, man. My wife tried to cook a turkey the first time. Oh. And listen to this. You know how you take the stuffing out? She left the stuffing in there with the bag and all the guts. And then,
ew,
you know what? She tied it up and she used nails and shoestrings.
Oh my God.
She used shoestrings?
Where did she learn how to do this?
I guess she must have said, you know what? Oh, I'll look up and see how you, because you're supposed to use string, and they have those little sticks that go in there. But yeah, she used shoestrings and nails. So I was like, what is this? She said, oh, I put nails in to hold together.
How'd it taste?
Yeah, I couldn't believe it.
It was good? Okay.
And my son-in-law was over there. He said, what's that? I was like, there's nails in there. He was like, nails? I was like, yeah, she turned it up like that. He's like, I'm not eating that.
Aww.
She left her nails in the turkey. That's disgusting. Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Junior. How y'all doing?
Junior, who messed up Thanksgiving dinner, bro?
Man, my wife did, bro. She told me she's done with me after 14 years of marriage.
Why? Why would she do that at Thanksgiving dinner?
Because I gotta help her fold laundry.
Oh. Yeah. Well, it sounds like some little things led to one big blow up.
A lot, yes. I think it was very petty. But she did it on Thanksgiving.
She don't mean it, though. Y'all fight all the time?
Not really. But I mean, we're going to counseling, so hopefully it all works out. But yeah, it was a first for me on Thanksgiving.
Goodness gracious.
That sucks when people fight during the holidays, but it is also a really tense, stressful time.
Anyway. Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Ruby.
Hey, who messed up Thanksgiving dinner for you, bro?
My girl's aunt, Sharon.
Uh-huh.
So my girl's family is white. They live out in the country, Plant City. So long story short, her brother likes to learn Spanish. And they're one of those Trump supporting families that they just don't like facts and none of that bull crap. So her brother likes to learn Spanish. He said something in Spanish. I said something back. She said, don't speak that sugar honey iced tea around here. We speak English.
Wow.
I wanted to say something to shut her up and not come off really aggressive and cause friction in the family. So I tell her, I'm like, you know, it doesn't matter what language, because they said that they don't want people speaking another language because you don't know if they're talking about you. So I told them, I was like, you know, it doesn't matter what language a person speaks. They could speak English right in front of you and be talking about you and you wouldn't even know it. Everybody was like, oh, you know what? Yeah, that's true. Sharon, she didn't want to admit to it. She had the sour face. She just, you know, and she just made it completely awkward the whole rest of the time we were there.
Man, that sucks. I'm sorry Damn. You didn't have the best Thanksgiving.
That sucks. 800-585-1051. How was your Thanksgiving? Call us up. Let's talk about it. Did somebody ruin it? Let's talk. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. I know it now.
I'm in. Call me.
Add your opinion to the Breakfast Club topic.
Come on.
800-585-1051.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, if you just join us, we're talking about who ruined Thanksgiving. Now, we were talking about Yee, and I was just saying Yee had Thanksgiving dinner at her crib. She don't eat seafood. She don't eat meat. So it was a bunch of broccoli, greens, kale, and lettuce.
I made chicken, too. I made some chicken.
And
Stop
some
it.
Juice from the juice bar.
And it was delicious. And I made some amazing mixed drinks for my parents. And I had some desserts from the bakery on Bergen. Shout out to them. But
no meat.
I can cook.
Hello, who's this?
Imani.
Hey, Imani. Who ruined Thanksgiving dinner for you, mama?
I am telling you, it was Sade and it was lovely. I cannot believe they did this. You know how you're supposed to put the food on the sternals, but you're supposed to put the water first?
Yep.
They forgot to put the water, so they even burnt the seafood salad. I know that's supposed to be cold. They burnt the mac and cheese. They burnt the baked meat, the rock, the pasta. It was just disgusting. I couldn't believe it.
Damn it, man.
That sounds terrible. I'm sorry.
Yes.
If you would have came to my house, I'd have had you.
No, you would have just had some vegetables. Hello, who's this?
Toya.
Hey, Toya. Now, who messed up Thanksgiving dinner at your crib?
Man, listen, I was at my aunt's house, and she got so drunk that she burnt the chicken and the salmon.
Damn it, man.
I know. I was like, auntie, how did you get so drunk that you burning chicken and salmon?
Damn it, man. So what did y'all eat? Y'all just ate the burnt food.
Listen, I just ate the turkey, some yams, and some collard greens, and that's called it a day.
Tell the truth. Do you like turkey?
I mean, I like turkey when I got it with my yams, because, you know, know, it go hand in hand because, you know, the sweetness of the yams make the turkey go like, all right, got a little flavor.
A little more moist.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Mama.
We'd be forcing ourselves to eat turkey.
Hello, who's this?
Yeah.
What's up, Trav?
Hey, Trav. Hey, boo.
What's up, love?
Who messed up Thanksgiving dinner?
Listen, I want to tell y'all who ruined my Thanksgiving dinner, y'all. My mama just likes to fuss, bro. So we outside getting that. So every year we have to do a prayer, and everybody has to go around and say what they thankful for. I didn't know they was in there praying. I'm outside smoking. Mm-hmm. So I did come back in the house smelling like straight weed. But
wow.
Still, she just drags it, man. It just fuss, bro.
As she should. In the middle of prayer, you coming back smelling like some Reggie weed?
Oh, no, it was some gas. It definitely wasn't no Reggie.
It was some gas. Reggie weed. You came in the house smelling like Reggie.
And you probably was all high, like, what?
I was. I walked in like, oh, snap. I didn't know they was in here praying.
You couldn't even play it cool.
But I hope y'all had a good Thanksgiving.
Now, was she mad that you smelled like weed, or was she mad it smelled like Reggie?
No, she was mad it smelled like weed. Like, but that's what she just fussed, man. Like, she clocked out her real job and then clocked the out at me.
Was she like, how come you didn't ask us if we wanted to smoke?
that's what she needed to do.
Bye, Trav. All right. What's the moral of the story? Do not go to Yee's house for Thanksgiving because she don't eat seafood. She don't eat meat. You're going to get a lot of sides.
What is wrong with eating healthy?
Nothing. I'm just saying.
Nothing at all.
You can have a cheat day. Thanksgiving, you can have a cheat day for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, the food was delicious still, okay?
They finished
everything.
Well, we got rumors on the way. What are we talking about?
Yes, and let's talk about Dave Chappelle. The drama continues. Now, they are still going to name this theater after him at the school that he went to, at the Duke Ellington School of the Arts, but he actually made his own challenge. We'll tell you what he challenged people to do.
All right, we'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Listen up.
This just in.
All the
gossip.
The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, after a little over a year, it looks like Tiffany Haddish and Common have broken up. They started dating back in August of 2020. A source told People they are never in the same city together and both of them are just too busy for a serious relationship. So
I can see that. She works like crazy. He works like crazy. So I know it must be difficult to see each other often, right?
Yeah, and during a pandemic, you get to quarantine together, mm-hmm. but then the world opened back up and everybody's super busy. So I'm sure they'll remain friends, though. They both seem like they could handle that.
Yep.
All right, now, Dave Chappelle. There's been all this drama with his Duke Ellington School of the Arts that he graduated from. And the school was supposed to rename their theater after him. And there was controversy over his latest special, The Closer, on Netflix. Some of the students felt like it was inappropriate for him to come there. So Dave Chappelle had actually showed up, popped up, and did a surprise Q&A session at the school. And some people were saying that was controversial as well because of him going back and forth with the students. But they did say he softened up later on during that visit. Well, it was about 600 students who was there. One person said that what they called him a bigot and that he handled criticism like a child. And Dave Chappelle said he doesn't believe you could make one of the decisions I have to make on a given day. But he did urge critics to either donate to the school or shut the F up forever about it. So what he was saying, the challenge he was proposing is if the people who don't want this theater to be named after me can raise more money than I've donated, then I'm with you.
I like that thought.
Mm-hmm. Let's see if you guys donate more than I have. But according to the school, they said they are still going to rename that theater after Dave Chappelle because that's what the founder wanted.
Well, they say he does a lot for the school, right?
Mm-hmm.
Helps those kids out a lot. And there's a couple of kids that just don't necessarily agree, but in life, nobody ever agrees with everybody, so good for Dave Chappelle.
Right, so they are still going to do it, even though Dave issued that challenge.
Mm-hmm.
All right, the Soul Train Awards came on over the weekend, and one speech that in particular I thought was amazing was Jasmine Sullivan. She was the best R&B soul female artist, and she also won Album of the Year for Hotels. Here's what she had to say when she won.
I feel real uncomfortable being up here. Especially since mama been eating during quarantine, baby. Usually, if I was feeling just not my best, I would probably not have showed up. But I don't want to do that anymore. I wrote this project for women to love themselves no matter what stage of life that they're in. You have to love yourself, especially because society would have us, and especially black women, not love anything about ourselves. So I realized I can't just talk about it. I got to be about it.
That's beautiful.
Yes, Jasmine. Mm-hmm. Congratulations to her. Also, Maxwell was there receiving the Living Legend Award.
And I want to shout out the fact that as a Caribbean child who was born in Brooklyn, to be able to be included in the experience of the Civil Rights Southern movement, not just the Caribbean movement, for it to catch up and for us to finally be included as Caribbean Black people in the story. This is what this means to me. God bless you all. Love you so much. Thank you.
Maxwell's a dope artist. One of the best artists, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Why you say like that? Okay.
Because you know.
Because I know what?
You're so jealous of him.
I am not. I love Maxwell. I love his music and I love what he does.
I
always did. Maxwell's the home. I love Maxwell.
You know how guys be jealous because you a fan, and you know, Gia is a huge fan of Maxwell, and we get so tight every single time.
Yeah, she's
it comes
a
up.
Huge fan of Maxwell's music, and I am as well.
She didn't just say his music. She said he was fine.
Yo, stop it, man.
Okay.
It's awkward every time I see Maxwell. It just makes me feel funny.
All right, and congratulations to the other winners. Young Blue was Best New Artist. Certified mm-hmm. Soul Award went to Charlie Wilson. Of course, we all know Ashanti looked amazing when she got her Lady of Soul Award.
Shout out to Ashanti.
Mm-hmm. And Bruno Mars and Anderson .Paak for Silk Sonic, they won for Song of the Year for Leave the Door Open, also for Video of the Year. And they did also get the Ashford and Simpson Songwriters Award.
Okay.
All right, now another thing that was really fun for people to watch was the Real Housewives of Potomac Reunion Part 4. Nicki Minaj was up there and she was grilling them housewives. And that was the fourth and final part of that reunion show. Now here she is going at Giselle for always trying to make fun of Karen because of her age.
You take jabs at Karen's age all the time.
No, I do not.
Oh my, I must be watching
Congratulations for Karen. Her Geritol just kicked in.
Karen is old enough that she needs depends.
She's in the same bracket. She's in her
50s. I thought we never knew your age.
I thought we never knew your age.
I always tell my age. I'm 58 okay. And I'm very proud of it.
I made jokes because I didn't think we knew her age.
You want to look like this when you're 58.
If she can't say, my body's better than hers, my face is better than hers, my marriage is better than hers, I'm richer than her, what's the next thing you're going to talk about?
Period.
I actually love Nicki doing the Real Housewives of Potomac reunion show. I love it. She's into it. She knows what she's talking about. And she can go back and forth like one of the best. So I love Nicki doing that.
Now, Candace's husband, Chris, did not exactly like some of these questions. And she asked him why he was upset. And he said he didn't like the line of questioning. But Candace says she wasn't upset because Nicki was being hard on all of the housewives.
Yeah, she was being hard on everybody. She was doing her job.
And clearly she's a fan of the show.
Now, I wonder how Nicki will feel now when interviewers start asking her those hard questions. Now, will she understand? But, like, I guess they're doing their job. Because I'm sure Nicki would get upset sometimes when you ask a question she don't like. But now she's doing the same thing, so she has to be like, I get it.
Okay. Well, that is your rumor report. I'm Angela Yee.
All right. Now, the mix is up next. 800-585-1051. Get your request in. And don't forget my car show. 2 weeks left. Miami. Get your tickets if you want to see celebrity cars from celebrities like Nicki Jams, 50 Cent, Yo Gotti, DJ Khaled, Trina, Nori, Flo Rida, Tory Lanez, and a host of others. Dwayne Wade. I mean, we're going to have so many cars there. There's going to be, just get your tickets. Kids 5 and under are free. If you haven't got your tickets, get them now. And I can't wait to see you in Miami 12-12. Let's get to the mix. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Put an end to junk sleep. Shop Mattress Firm's Black Friday sale and unjunk your sleep today. Save up to $500 on top-rated brands, plus pair the mattress of your dreams with a free adjustable base with qualifying purchase. See or visit a store for details.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. And I just want to shout out to everybody for your well wishes and praying. Baby number 6 is here.
Whoop, whoop.
She's home right now with mommy.
What's her name?
Peyton Blair Casey.
Okay.
All right. So baby number 6 is here. So we are excited. Mommy's home. The delivery was fast. 3 pushes. It was amazing, man. It was amazing. It's the last baby for me, so I am.
You say that every year.
No, this is
every year. Gia, what we doing?
No, this is it. Let me shout out to everybody in the hospital, Hackensack Hospital. You guys were so grateful and just helped us out so much. Shout out to Toot from Patterson. We appreciate everybody out there. I mean, it takes a village to deliver a baby. So we just want to shout to the Hackensack Village because you guys
helped us out so much.
And
so,
you got a village at home now.
So. Yeah, I got a village at home now. I got a...
the Casey Village.
Yeah, I got the Casey Village. I got the Brady Bunch. I got I got everything at home. So we're super duper excited. So
the
thanks
Jets.
So thanks to everybody for all the love. And also, you know, we had a real estate seminar going to happen this Sunday, but we have to push it back. One of the members on our team got COVID.
Yeah, thanks for letting me know, because I had scheduled a bunch of things around making sure I was going to be here. The only reason Envy revealed to me that this got pushed back was because I asked him what I'm supposed to be doing on Sunday.
And I forgot to tell you, we told everybody else out there, yeah, but we pushed it back. Somebody on the team got COVID, so they have to sit down for 7 to 10 days. So we're just going to push it back to after the new year, because after that is Christmas. So we just have to push it back. So shout out to everybody that is coming, that's joining us, that wants to learn about real estate. And let me shout out to my assistant, Mercedes. She purchased her first home yesterday.
Yeah.
She's been working with me about a year and a half. And when she started working for me, she said that's one of the things that she wanted to do. So I helped her get her credit up. We helped her save. We helped her invest so she could have enough money. And after a year and a couple of months, she purchased her own house. No co-signers. She did it all on her own. So shout out to Mercedes. We are so proud of you.
Congratulations. That's such a huge deal.
That's right. So when we come back, we got the positive note. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club.
It's a Tuesday. I want to shout out to all of the entrepreneurs out there who are doing big things. My coffee shop's been officially open for a little over 3 weeks now, doing really well. And I want to shout out Dominique Fishback. She actually came by. She is one of my favorite actors. She's from Judas and the Black Messiah.
Uh-huh.
She was in The Hate U Give. She's in The Transformers, that movie that's coming out next year. She was on The Deuce, Project Power, all of those things. She's from Brooklyn.
Okay.
And so she stopped by to come see us at the coffee shop. So I appreciate the love.
That's so nice.
And for everybody that's been stopping by, coffee uplifts people in Brooklyn. It's really exciting to have this new business. And I'm about to open 2 more locations. So
dope.
We'll keep you updated on that.
All right. Well, and before you get to the positive note, I just want to say, if you're in Atlanta, make sure you go out there and vote. Vote. Today is vote. I know a lot of people are saying Andre Dickens is the guy to go to. So just get out there and vote if you're in Georgia. If you're in Atlanta, make sure you head out there and vote today. Now, you got a positive note, Yeezy?
Yes, and today's quote is from Angela Davis. I am no longer accepting the things I cannot change. I am changing the things I cannot accept.
Breakfast Club, bitches!
Y'all finished or y'all done?
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What's good, everybody? It is our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're heading down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival. And we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcast festival for more details.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.